Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107, Sunday, Second Class, August 10th, 2025, Romans.
Get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, we're right in the middle of the second groan, the groan of the spiritually mature believer in undeserved suffering. We are in partway through 24, but let's go back to verse 23. And not only this, that is the groaning of nature in verse 22, but also we ourselves, spiritually mature believers, winner believers, possessing the first fruits from the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption, namely, the redemption of our body, which will occur at the resurrection of the royal family at the rapture. Verse 24, for with reference to that future hope, the resurrection of the royal family, the rapture and the judgment seat of Christ, we have been saved. And then he goes on and says, but hope that is seen is not hope. This is the post-positive conjunction de, plus the nominative singular of elpis, once again, plus the present passive participle of blepo, plus the present active indicative of eimi, the to-be verb, with the objective negative ook, and then the nominative singular of elpis is repeated. The post-positive conjunction de. Looks like that in the Greek. D-E, de. The post-positive conjunction de is a transitional use of de. Not, it's usually, many times, a conjunction of contrast, but not here. This is the transitional use of de, and it may be translated and, moreover, then, or now. We're going to translate it now, and then we have our friend Elpis again, hope. And then the verb blepo. Looks like that in the Greek. That's B-L-E-P, long O, blepo. And a couple of things. Literally, point one, it refers to the activity of your eyes. Refers to the activity of your eyes. Two, blepo means to see. Three, now the participle is very important here. This is a circumstantial participle, a temporal circumstantial participle. And therefore you translate it when. Now, when a hope is seen. So very important, a circumstantial temporal participle. Now, when a hope is seen, and then we have ouk est and elpis, it's not a hope. So, for with reference to that future hope, the resurrection of the royal family at the rapture and the judgment seat of Christ, we have been saved. Now, when a hope is seen, it's not a hope. And then we have, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? I tell you, I read that in the King James, and I said, what in the hell is he trying to say there? Well, we'll straighten it out. This is the post-positive conjunction gar, plus the interrogative pronoun tis, plus the accusative singular neuter of the relative pronoun hos, plus the present active indicative of the verb elpizo, and the present active indicative of blepo repeated. Now, Arnton Gingrich, The Greek Lexicon, page 151, tells us that often in questions, which is what we have here, the interrogative pronoun test, in questions, gar is correctly translated, so then. So it should be translated, so then. And then we have the interrogative pronoun tis. T-I-S. Now you can see that little mark there. That's important. That tells you it's interrogative. It's asking a question. So who? Asking the question who? And then the verb elpizo. E-L-P-I-Z, long O, elpizo. And elpizo means to hope or to hope for. And it also means to expect, to foresee, to anticipate. And then we have the neuter of the relative pronoun host, what. And then blepo is repeated, what he sees. So, corrected translation, for with reference to that future hope, the resurrection of the royal family, the rapture and the judgment seat of Christ, we have been saved. Now, when a hope is seen, it's not a hope. When a hope is seen, it's not a hope. So then, who hopes for what he sees? See? Does that make a lot more sense than the, whoever translated the King James? Let me give you that again. For with reference to that future hope, we have been saved. Now when a hope is seen, it's not a hope. So then, who hopes for what he sees? Very good. Now this sets up the whole principle on the biblical doctrine of hope. A couple of things here. One, hope is not a present, but a future reality. Hope is not a present, but a future reality. Two, hope is confidence in the reality before the reality occurs. Hope is confidence in the reality before the reality occurs. Three, in our verse, hope is the future reality of our resurrection, the rapture, and the judgment seat of Christ. In our verse, hope is the future reality of our resurrection, the rapture, and the judgment seat of Christ. Four, as a spiritually mature believer, we anticipate, we look forward to, we anticipate the rewards and blessings given to us at the judgment seat of Christ. As a spiritually mature believer, we anticipate the rewards and blessings that will be given to us at the judgment seat of Christ. Five, as a spiritually mature believer, we anticipate the reality of heaven. The reality of heaven. The reality of eternity. The spiritually mature believer lives his life in the light of eternity. The winner believer lives his life in the light of eternity. So as a spiritually mature believer, we anticipate the reality of heaven. We anticipate the reality of eternity. Sixth, once the reality occurs, the hope or confidence or expectation is replaced by the reality. Once the reality occurs, then the hope or confidence or expectation is now replaced by the reality. Seven, therefore, hope is confident anticipation prior to the reality of fulfillment. Therefore, hope is confident anticipation prior to the reality of fulfillment. Eight, whenever a hope is replaced by the reality, the believer advances in the plan of God. And now he looks forward to a new hope. Whenever a hope is replaced by the reality, the believer advances in the plan of God. Now let me clarify this. Point nine, there are three hopes. Three hopes. We'll call them hope one, hope two, hope three. First one, hope one is the hope of salvation. Hope one is the hope of eternal salvation. The reality of eternal salvation through faith in Jesus Christ replaces the hope of salvation with a new hope, hope two. So again, hope one is the hope of eternal salvation. The reality of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ replaces the hope of salvation with a new hope, hope two. So, what is hope two? Hope two is the hope of greater grace blessings in time. Hope two is the hope of greater grace blessings in time. That fantastic package of greater grace blessings that God gives to the winner believer, the spiritually mature believer. So hope two is the hope of greater grace blessings in time. The reality of receiving those greater grace blessings in time at spiritual maturity replaces hope two with a new hope, hope three. So the reality of receiving our greater grace blessings in time at spiritual maturity replaces hope two with a new hope, hope three. And what is hope three? Hope three is the hope of our resurrection at the rapture and the crowns and rewards and blessings that we receive at the judgment seat of Christ. Hope three is the hope of our resurrection at the rapture and the crowns and rewards and blessings that the winner believer will receive at the judgment seat of Christ. So, verses 23 and 24 then sound like this. And not only this, the groaning of nature in verse 22, but also we ourselves, spiritually mature believers, possessing the first fruit from the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption, namely the redemption of our body, which occurs at the rapture. For with reference to that future hope, the resurrection, the rapture, the judgment seat of Christ, we have been saved. Now when a hope is seen, it's not a hope. So then, who hopes for what he sees? Now, verse 25. But if we hope for that which we see not, this is the post-positive conjunction de plus the conditional particle ae plus the present active indicative of elpizo once again plus the accusative singular neuter of the relative pronoun host plus the present active indicative of blepo with the objective negative u. Now, the post-positive conjunction de, now it's used in its normal use as a conjunction of contrast, and you correctly translate it, but, and it sets up a contrast between a hope which is seen with a hope that is not seen. And then we have the conditional particle ae. AE plus the indicative. Looks like that in the Greek and in the English. And AE introduces the prothesis of a first-class condition. But if we, spiritually mature believers, have confident expectation of our greater grace blessings in eternity, first-class condition, and we do, isn't this, but if we, winner believers, spiritually mature believers, have confident expectation of our greater grace blessings in eternity, first class condition, and we do, and then elpizo, looks like that in the Greek, E-L-P-I-Z, long O, elpizo. And elpizo, first of all, again, means to hope for, to have confidence, to have confident anticipation, to have confident expectation, elpizo. Two, the spiritually mature believer performs the action of the verb, having confident expectation of greater grace blessings for eternity that will be awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. The spiritually mature believer performs the action of the verb having confident expectation of greater grace blessings for eternity that will be awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Three, the present tense is a customary present once again. This is the mental attitude. This is the thinking of the winner believer in the plan of God. This is how the winner believer thinks in the plan of God. The accusative singular neuter of the relative pronoun host, for what things, i.e. the greater grace blessings of eternity, that we ublepo, we do not see. So, but if we, winner believers, mature believers, have confident expectation for what we do not see, i.e. greater grace blessings of eternity, first class condition, and we do, then do we with patience wait for it. This is the prepositional phrase, dia plus the genitive of hupomone, plus the present middle indicative of op ek dekomai again. There's that. There's our verb, third time in this passage, in the grown passage. So dia plus the genitive. Now those of you who are faithful, you've heard me say many times, dia plus the genitive, by means of, dia plus the accusative, on account of, because of, we have dia plus the genitive. So this is means, instrument, and is correctly translated by means of. By means of what? By means of hupomone. H-U-P-O-M-O-N, long E, hupomone. And hupomone oftentimes is translated patience, endurance. It means fortitude, steadfastness, perseverance. And the best translation here, perseverance. The winner believer with perseverance, by means of perseverance. So two, this perseverance is the spiritually mature believers clearing the spiritual hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. This perseverance, this fortitude, this steadfastness is the spiritually mature believers clearing the spiritual hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. Three, undeserved suffering for blessing is one of the greatest blessings in that greater grace blessing package that God gives to the winner believer. Undeserved suffering for blessing is one of the greatest blessings in that greater grace blessing package that God gives to the winner believer. Four, undeserved suffering puts the spotlight on future greater grace blessing and reward given at the judgment seat of Christ. So we have the resurrection of the royal family at the rapture. The rapture is signless and timeless. Nobody knows when it's going to take place. The rapture, followed by the great genuflex in the sky, and then our evaluation at the judgment seat of Christ. So undeserved suffering puts the spotlight on the future greater grace, blessing, and reward awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. Five, it guarantees future blessing in eternity and provides intensification of present blessings in time. It guarantees future blessings in eternity and provides intensification of present blessings in time. And then our old friend Apek Dekomai, third time in this passage, again means to wait eagerly, to eagerly anticipate, to stand in eager anticipation by means of perseverance. Perseverance in times of undeserved suffering for blessing. The spiritually mature believer eagerly anticipates his greater grace blessings for all eternity awarded at the judgment seat of Christ. The present tense is again the customary present. This is the mental attitude of the winner believer in times of undeserved suffering for blessing. The middle voice again is deponent, middle in form, but active in meaning. The winner believer, the spiritually mature believer, performs the action of the verb. And again, the indicative mood is declarative. This is a dogmatic fact of the Word of God. So, but if we, spiritually mature believers, have confident expectation for what we do not see, greater grace blessings of eternity and first class condition, and we do, then by means of perseverance, we wait eagerly for it. Well, that's hope too. That leaves the third hope. And the third hope is related to God the Holy Spirit. I mean, the third groan. That brings us to the third groan. So, the third groan is the groan of God the Holy Spirit. And this is a unique groan because how fantastic is our God? God the Holy Spirit intercedes for when the winner believer is going through this intense, undeserved suffering. He oftentimes has trouble praying for himself. God the Holy Spirit steps in a special intercessory prayer and prays for you, winner believer. The Holy Spirit's praying for you. And that prayer is described as groaning. Fantastic intercessory prayer of God the Holy Spirit for the winner believer going through that intense undeserved suffering for blessing. That's the third groan. That's Romans 8, 26 and 27. And that's where we're going to start next week with the third groan, the groan of God the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.